This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you're a parent, chances are that for the last 6 months, you've been getting an extra couple of $100 or more in your bank account every month. That's the child tax credit, and the payment is per child, by the way, part of the virus relief packages of last spring, which increased the total annual child tax credit from a maximum of $2,000 a year to $3,600 a year and made those payments monthly instead of a lump sum at tax time. But as Marketplace's Samantha Fields reminds us, all of those changes were just for this year.
Every month now, on the 15th, Jessica Morrison and her husband get a little over $500 from the child tax credit, deposited directly into their bank account.
It's just been huge for us.
Morrison is a caseworker for the state of Pennsylvania. Her husband drives Uber and Lyft, and they have two kids, a 2.5-year-old son and a 7-year-old daughter. Before they started getting this money every month,
there might be a last minute expense that might pop up and we would have had to put it on a credit card or borrow money.
But recently, she says, when her husband's car needed $600 worth of work unexpectedly,
we were just able to pay it, you know, right away. It's just really taken a lot of stress out of the equation.
That's been true for families all across the country.
It's been hugely significant. So just in the first month of that tax credit, that reduced food insecurity by 24%.
Arohi Pathak is with the Center for American Progress. She says studies have shown that most parents are using this money to pay for basic expenses like rent, utilities, and clothes.
For low-income families, this payment helps give them kind of stability on a monthly basis that ordinarily they wouldn't have.
But it's also temporary.
If Congress isn't able to act rather quickly at this point, the payments that went out today will be the last payment people receive.
Elaine Mogg at the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center says she thinks a lot of families who have come to rely on the credit may not realize that.
Just like in July, many people were pleasantly surprised when they saw a payment come into their bank account. They will be equally shocked, although not happily this time, about the payment not being there.
She says extending the child tax credit as it is now would cut child poverty almost in half. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
We should also say here, just as an addendum to Sam's story, that whether or not the child tax credit does get extended depends almost entirely on the fate of President Biden's Build Back Better plan, which, as of this airing, is still very much unclear.